It was a game that we started off really slow. You know, we were down by 20 at one point, so we didn't come out the gate running hard or playing hard, but we fought and we clawed our way back, and, you know, I'm proud of the boys for that. You know, played it tough to the end of the wire, and then over time, you know, we let them hit a couple big shots, and you know, it was tough for us to overcome that, but proud of the boys for the way they fought back today, but obviously we have to play, you know, strong game from start to finish.
Are you encouraged by the way that you played that second half?
Definitely. I think now it's just getting everybody on board, and myself included, is, you know, mentally we have to have that from the beginning, because, you know, no game, every time we step on that floor in this league, no game is going to be easy, and every team is going to be bringing their intensity, so we have to match that intensity and play hard.
What did Coach Lyons say at halftime? It seemed like you came out with a renewed energy and you led from the front.
Definitely. He was getting on guys, and you know, we weren't boxing out. We were letting Hassan, I think, had 20 at halftime, and I think that was a huge focus for us, was, you know, trying to shut him down a bit. You know, hats off to him and the rest of the Riders. They played a good game tonight.
You played a decent game for yourself as well tonight. 19 personally. You must be pleased with that.
Yeah, please. It'd be better if we got the win, though. But, you know, I'm just, you know, going out there trying to play as hard as I can and help my team to win. We just got to get everybody else on board.
Talk me through that third kind of period where yourself, you get 7 points. I think it extends to 9. You're rolling, you get the comeback. Zach Gachet is kind of chipping in as well. You seem to be getting a bit of momentum.
Definitely, you know, and when guys like that step up, like our role players like Zach and other guys step up, you know, that's, you know, when things are clicking and we're playing at our highest level. You know, I thought we made a great run in the third, and in the fourth we just kind of shot up short at the end.
Mike Cook obviously came in last week only with kind of a day's worth of training. You've played with him before. How's he settling in?
He's settling in good. You know, obviously he's you know, knocking the rust off. You know, he's got to get back in game shape and get back into the flow of things and learn our new offenses and you know. So he's, when he gets going, I think he's going to be a really, you know, good weapon for us.
A lot of expectation about him. Is he kind of frustrated with the way he's kind of started things off? Because Mike's the kind of player that would have wanted to hit the ground running, isn't he?
Definitely. He, you know, in the locker room after the game, he was he spoke up and you know, took some responsibility. And, you know, it's a team. We told him it's a team game, but, you know, he knows what we expect from him, and I believe that he's going to be stepping up in future games.
Is it all now about kind of adjusting the shift of what you're building towards now? Obviously kind of building towards a strong finish, getting a decent run into the playoffs, and then the BBL trophy as well.
Definitely. And that, you know, we want to have a strong run in the trophy, and that all starts on Sunday when we go to Manchester. You know, they beat us at home last time, at their place last time, sorry. So we owe them one over there. And, you know, they're a similar team to Leicester. You know, they're a run and gun. They're a fast-paced team. So we just have to go out there and match their intensity and play from the tip.
Do you think you can take some of the momentum that you managed to gather into that game in Manchester?
Definitely. You know, seeing the last, you know, 25 minutes of this game, I think if we, you know, start the game and use that momentum from this game to go into that game, I think we'll be okay.